Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's leader was one of the few female pharaohs in ancient Egypt, and one of its most successful pharaohs overall. Ruling for over 20 years, she led Egypt through a period of prosperity, completed ambitious building projects, and increased trade with surrounding lands. She's sometimes called the first great woman of history. Let's talk about Hatshepsut. Hatshepsut was born in around 1507 BCE to the 18th dynasty Egyptian king Thutmose I and his primary wife. Very little is known about her early childhood. Around the age of 12, Hatshepsut was married to her half-brother, Thutmose II, who was a younger son of Hatshepsut's father and his secondary wife. Thutmose II had three older brothers, so he wasn't originally next in line for the throne. But each of his older brothers died before coming of age. As the eldest living son of Thutmose I, Thutmose II ascended to the throne around 1492 BCE. Hatshepsut became his primary wife and queen. She gave birth to a daughter, but never had a son to inherit the throne. When Thutmose II died around 1479 BCE, his eldest son, Thutmose III, was named king. Thutmose III was the eldest son of a lower harem queen and was only an infant when he took power. As such, Hatshepsut acted as regent for the baby. This was a fairly common arrangement at the time. But by Thutmose III's seventh year in power, Hatshepsut herself had been crowned king and was given the full titles and regalia of a traditional pharaoh. Technically, she co-ruled with the young Thutmose III, but there was no question about who the primary ruler really was. It's unclear exactly how Hatshepsut gained that level of power and how she convinced the Egyptian elite to accept a female pharaoh. It's generally thought that she spent years promoting loyal officials into major positions of power, and they in turn supported her bid for the throne. During Hatshepsut's reign, Egypt enjoyed a period of peace with its neighbors. She went on a short, successful military campaign in Nubia when she first came to power. After that, her government's foreign policy was almost entirely focused on trade. Scenes on the walls of Hatshepsut's Deir al-Bahari temple show trade expeditions and imports of valuables like gold, animal furs, ebony, and spices. As part of their duties, Egyptian pharaohs were expected to take on major building projects and restore the buildings of former pharaohs that had gone into disrepair. In this regard, Hatshepsut didn't buck the norm. She took on a massive building program that included a temple to the god Amon-Re in Thebes, a full remodeling of her father's hall, and the addition of her own shrine at the great Karnak temple complex, and a beautiful temple cut out of rock at Beni Hassan, among others. Hatshepsut's greatest building achievement of all was the Deir al-Bahari Temple, It was meant to serve as a living memorial and temple that would continue to be used by her subjects after her death. For her actual burial spot, Hatshepsut added on to her father's tomb in the Valley of the Kings, so she could be buried next to him. As Hatshepsut got older, she gave her co-ruler Thutmose III more power and a larger role in state government. After Hatshepsut died around 1458 BCE, Thutmose III ruled alone for more than 30 years. During his rule, he tried to remove all traces of Hatshepsut's existence. He removed statues of her and even wiped her name off the official list of Egyptian kings. Modern scholars originally thought that this must have been an act of revenge, but it's now believed that it probably had more to do with cleaning up the line of succession. It's worth noting that other pharaohs did similar things to their predecessors, including scrubbing building inscriptions and claiming the buildings as their own. Because of this campaign of erasure, Hatshepsut became essentially unknown to history until 1822, when the newfound ability to understand hieroglyphics finally allowed archaeologists and scholars to read the descriptions at her temple and rediscover this incredible pharaoh. Tune in tomorrow for the story of another leader. This week of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by The Great Courses Plus. To learn more about Hatshepsut, I highly recommend checking out The Great Courses Plus course called History of Ancient Egypt. You'll learn more about the glamour period of ancient Egypt and about what was behind Hatshepsut getting erased from the record. If you're listening to this show, I know you're eager to learn, and the Great Courses Plus streaming service makes it so easy. You get access to thousands of lectures presented by some of the world's brightest minds. For a limited time, Encyclopedia Womanica listeners can get an entire month for free. Check it out now at thegreatcoursesplus.com/encyclopedia. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/encyclopedia. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.